My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, we'll get to Dan Quinn's, some of what he said before practice today, but let's start with a what do you got.
All right.
What do you got?
So the U.S. beat Serbia yesterday. Here's some Olympic talk for you, Julie. 110-84. They were down early. I didn't see this game, just read about the game, and then they really laid it on Nikola Jokic and company, Bogdanovich, three or four NBA players in the game. I think Canada actually has the most NBA players of the other countries not named the United States. Right, Denton? I'm pretty sure the Canadians have the most NBA players.
Yeah, they do.
Serbia is supposed to be a contender in this thing, and it was a non-competitive game yesterday, 110-84. LeBron continues to play well. LeBron's playing at a level at 39 years old in his career, as we've been talking about for 6 months now, 4 months anyway, that is beyond where he was 5, 6, 7 years ago. I'm convinced of it. But beyond that, the story that really came out of yesterday's win is that Jason Tatum, now a multi-year in a row first team All-NBA player, a championship player for the Boston Celtics this year, did not play in the game at all. He was healthy. He did not get into the game. LeBron played, Embiid, Booker, Drew Holiday, Curry, Durant, Adebayo, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, and by the way, his teammate Derek White, Jason Tatum's teammate Derek White played in the game, played 16 minutes. These games, by the way, just so you know, are 40 minutes. You know, so they're not the NBA 48 minutes, and they played 10 of their 12 players. The other player not to play in the game was Tyrese Halliburton. But Jason Tatum did not play at all in the first game. And Kerr was asked about this afterwards, and he said, quote, "Jason will play. Next question, which is if he plays, who doesn't? But we're going to need him, and part of his job for me is to keep everybody engaged and ready because my experience with this is crazy stuff happens." And he did say that Jason handled it with the professional class that he expected. He said it's hard to play even the 10 players that they played. There was talk with respect to the matchup that they ended up playing three centers in the game, or three bigger players. Adebayo, Davis, and Embiid all played because Serbia is really big. There was some discussion that because Serbia wasn't very strong on wing players, that's one of the reasons that Jason Tatum didn't play. Look, I understand it's a 40-minute game. You got 12 players in 40 minutes. It's hard for college coaches in a 40-minute game to get 10 players into a game. You know, most college benches are 3 to 4 players max. Sometimes the benches are really short. But Jason Tatum not playing is really interesting to me. The matchup thing can only go so far. You know, if you lost your spot during the game as a head coach and it just didn't occur to you or any of your assistants that Jason Tatum hadn't been into the game yet, you know, that's fine. That happens on occasion, and they were playing well. But this is a guy that for Celtics fans and some NBA fans have argued is one of the top five players in the game. You know, we had this conversation during the NBA playoffs into the NBA finals in the matchup against Dallas. And for many years, I've said, if you don't have a debatable top five player in the game, you can't win the title. And it hasn't happened. You know, since 2004, the 2004 Pistons were the last team without a debatable top five player that won a title. And, you know, you could certainly debate that Jason Tatum is a top five player by, you know, using the first team All-NBA selections of the last three seasons in which he's been one of the top five players picked. But I have said to you, Denton, as we had these conversations, to me, Jason Tatum is not a top five player. Is he a top 10 player? Yeah, he's close. Jaylen Brown's close too, but I've said they're kind of somewhere between 8 and 12, 8 and 14, the two of them. Now, to have both of them in that conversation along with everything else they have, it's a great team. But even though I don't think he's a top five player, you could debate that Jason Tatum's a top five player. Hence, the streak continued with Boston winning in the NBA Finals of having a debatable top five player on the roster, or you don't win the NBA Finals. But I don't know. Is this first game, would it be an overreaction? It might be. I'm open to it being an overreaction. But is it possible that Steve Kerr and his staff, which includes guys like Mark Few, college coach, Eric Spoelstra, one of the best, Tyronn Lue, that they don't see Jason Tatum as a top 10 player? Or is it really about the matchups? I think the matchup thing can only be taken so far. You know, Kevin Durant, by the way, outstanding in the game. And if Kevin Durant had not played well, if he hadn't shot it well, he was 8 of 9, he was 5 for 5 from behind the arc, had 23 points, LeBron had 21. You know, if Durant doesn't play, you know, that well, if Booker, let's just say, doesn't play well, he did as well, maybe Jason Tatum sees time. But it's clear, like this idea, yeah, we're not, it wasn't a game with wings. I think Anthony Edwards is a wing, don't you? I mean, Kevin Durant on this team is more of a wing than he is a big. Devin Booker isn't really, you know, I guess you could say he's a little bit of a two-guard, point guard. But, you know, he's looking to shoot off of the wing. LeBron's more of a wing. I don't know. I thought it was really strange. And if they just lost track because the game moves so much faster, and it does, 40 minutes is 8 minutes less than an NBA game. I guarantee you this, Denton, he's going to play a lot in the next game.
Yeah, they're going to make sure he gets some minutes. Well, I think the thing is that Kevin Durant was back, and he was a flamethrower in the first
half. I understand
that.
I mean,
he had 21
at
in
all.
The first half.
He did not leave the bench, though. That's the point here.
Right. I mean, I would have taken the 11 minutes that Joel Embiid got and given 12 of them to Jason Tatum, because lost in this whole like bigs thing, Joel Embiid is a tough watch. I mean, he was abysmal the first like 6 minutes.
Is he still hurt?
He's hurting me. So I'll say yes to that. I mean, he does the thing, Kevin, that you and I hate that he does in the NBA, but he's doing it with a great roster. He just stands at the 3-point line. I'm like, buddy, you got Steph Curry, Devin Booker, and Drew Holiday on the floor. We don't need you at the 3-point line. Like, you got to get in there. I know Jokic is a big, scary dude, but you got to get in there and be dominant. He was turning the ball over. He's foul baiting. Oh, my God. He sucks to watch. I take all those minutes and give them to Jason Tatum, because regardless how you feel about Tatum, he's not going to screw you for 6 minutes and have you down 12 points to a bunch of Serbians.
Well, let me just say this about Joel Embiid. When he's healthy, he's great as an NBA player. He is a massive, massive force when he's healthy. Of course, He just is never healthy. So that's an issue. I didn't watch the game, but it sounds like he was wretched in the game. You know, the U.S. men's next game is against South Sudan, the team that nearly upset them as a 43.5-point underdog in the lead-up to the Olympics. I just thought when I saw this story, and again, I didn't see the game, I think Jason Tatum's one of those conversations that for NBA fans, it's an interesting conversation. I love Jason Tatum, the guy, the player. I think he's great. I just don't and never have thought that he's in that elite, elite conversation, you know, even though he gets voted to it all the time at this point. He was not the MVP of the finals. His teammate was Jaylen Brown. And by the way, I thought deserved it. It got close there at the end, but I thought Jaylen Brown deserved it. As, by the way, Jaylen Brown was also the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. He'll play in the next game against South Sudan, I guarantee it. He might start. You know, Kevin Durant, I haven't thought about this a lot. Kevin Durant is now considered one of the great Olympic players or U.S. international competition players of all time. You may have a better sense of what he's done, but I was listening to something this morning, and he's been outstanding as an international player. And by the way, the international game obviously fits him to a T.
I think he's coming up on Carmelo Anthony's record for most international points scored. So he might end up by the end of this Olympic game, especially if he played like he did yesterday, being the all-time Team USA leading scorer.
And who is right now?
Carmelo Anthony is right now. I believe he took it from Chuck.
Right.
Because Chuck was great during the 92 Dream Team run.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Just an interesting thing. How are the women doing so far without Caitlin Clark? Are they winning?
They're going to play today. They play today, I believe, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. They're one of the last games to go today. They're taking on Japan.
Dawn Staley did. I like Dawn Staley a lot. I think she's got real personality in her incredible directness. She's tough. Her teams play that way. She's actually, to me, as big of a star in that WNBA, or I mean, in the college women's game, as we watched all year, other than Clark and Reese, I guess, and obviously was the coach of the national championship South Carolina team. She said about Caitlin Clark, she did an interview with Mike Tirico, and I did catch this. Tirico asked her about Caitlin Clark, and she said, look, we were looking for the best, and at the time that the team was picked, she wasn't yet playing well. But she admitted that if they were picking the team today, that Caitlin Clark, the player today, is much different than Caitlin Clark, the player a month or a month and a half ago, and that she'd be in serious consideration for the team. Now, that to me, that should have never mattered, because as long as she was somewhat close enough, you put her on the team, because somebody was tweeting out pictures of just like the press conference for the women's team. It's like nobody shows up for this thing. Exactly what Christine Brennan had suggested. Christine Brennan's covered, I don't know, 9-10 Olympics. And she said the lack of attention for women's basketball has been just embarrassing over the years. Like, you show up for a press conference for their coach or their key player, and they're like two people from the U.S. there. And that would have completely changed had Caitlin Clark been a part of the team, not to mention the potential upside in revenue. And we've talked about this. Imagine how many Olympic Caitlin Clark jerseys would have been sold. But Dawn Staley was very, very complimentary of the player that Caitlin Clark is now. She just said she's as good a passer as we've ever seen in our game. That's pretty big-time stuff. But whatever. So they start today, you said?
Yeah, they play Japan a couple hours after we sign off.
Okay. In the U.S. men's bracket, and I don't know what the women's bracket is, but, you know, they've got the group stage stuff. And they're in with Serbia, Puerto Rico, and South Sudan, who is their next game, South Sudan. So there's the group stage, and then I don't know how that works after. Does it get to 16? How many groups are there?
I believe there's four groups, and then you get the top. Definitely top team of each eight. Group. Yeah, so top eight, and then you go from there, elimination yeah. style.
Yeah, so the you get to the quarterfinal round. Am I right that Canada's the second pick behind the U.S., or is it France?
No, it's Canada, especially if you look at the gambler's market. Canada, I think, was like plus 1,000 to win it, and then France was a little behind them. Although, I'll tell you what, I watched Victor Wembanyama against Brazil on Saturday. Oh, he's going to be scary in like 2 years in the NBA. I mean, that dude is silly.
Well, yeah. Yeah. All right. Dan Quinn, couple of things that he said before practice today when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, we'll get to Dan Quinn's, some of what he said before practice today, but let's start with a what do you got?
All right.
What do you got?
So the U.S. beat Serbia yesterday. Here's some Olympic talk for you, Julie. 110-84. They were down early. I didn't see this game, just read about the game. And then they really laid it on Nikola Jokic and company, Bogdanovic, you know, three or four NBA players in the game. I think Canada actually has the most NBA players of the other countries not named the United States. Right, Denton? I'm pretty sure the Canadians have the most NBA players.
Yeah, they do.
You know, Serbia is supposed to be a contender in this thing, and it was a non-competitive game yesterday, 110-84. LeBron continues to play well. LeBron's playing at a level at 39 years old in his career, as we've been talking about for 6 months now, 4 months anyway, that is beyond where he was 5, 6, 7 years ago. I'm convinced of it. But beyond that, the story that really came out of yesterday's win is that Jason Tatum, now a multi-year in a row first-team All-NBA player, a championship player for the Boston Celtics this year, did not play in the game at all. He was healthy. He did not get into the game. LeBron played, Embiid, Booker, Drew Holiday, Curry, Durant, Adebayo, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, and by the way, his teammate, Derek White, Jason Tatum's teammate, Derek White, played in the game, played 16 minutes. These games, by the way, just so you know, are 40 minutes. You know, so they're not the NBA 48 minutes, and they played 10 of their 12 players. The other player not to play in the game was Tyrese Halliburton. But Jason Tatum did not play at all in the first game. And Kerr was asked about this afterwards, and he said, quote, "Jason will play. Next question, which is if he plays, who doesn't? But we're going to need him, and part of his job for me is to keep everybody engaged and ready because my experience with this is crazy stuff happens." And he did say that Jason handled it with the professional class that he would he expected. He said it's hard to play even the 10 players that they played. There was talk with respect to the matchup that they ended up playing three centers in the game, or three bigger players. Adebayo, Davis, and Embiid all played because Serbia is really big. There was some discussion that because Serbia wasn't very strong on wing players, that's one of the reasons that Jason Tatum didn't play. Look, I understand it's a 40-minute game. You got 12 players, and 40 minutes, it's hard for college coaches in a 40-minute game to get 10 players into a game. You know, most college benches are 3 to 4 players max. Sometimes the benches are really short. But Jason Tatum not playing is really interesting to me. The matchup thing can only go so far. You know, if you lost your spot during the game as a head coach and it just didn't occur to you or any of your assistants that Jason Tatum hadn't been into the game yet, you know, that's fine. That happens on occasion, and they were playing well. But this is a guy that for Celtics fans and some NBA fans have argued is one of the top 5 players in the game. You know, we had this conversation during the NBA playoffs into the NBA finals in the matchup against Dallas. And for many years, I've said, if you don't have a debatable top 5 player in the game, you can't win the title. And it hasn't happened. You know, since 2004, the 2004 Pistons were the last team without a debatable top 5 player that won a title. And, you know, you could certainly debate that Jason Tatum is a top 5 player by, you know, using the first team All-NBA selections of the last 3 seasons, in which he's been one of the top 5 players picked. But I have said to you, Denton, as we had these conversations, to me, Jason Tatum is not a top 5 player. Is he a top 10 player? Yeah, he's close. Jaylen Brown's close too. But I've said they're kind of somewhere between 8 and 12, 8 and 14, the two of them. Now, to have both of them in that conversation, along with everything else they have, it's a great team. But even though I don't think he's a top 5 player, you could debate that Jason Tatum's a top 5 player. Hence, the streak continued with Boston winning in the NBA Finals of having a debatable top 5 player on the roster, or you don't win the NBA Finals. But I don't know. Is this first game, would it be an overreaction? It might be. I'm open to it being an overreaction. But is it possible that Steve Kerr and his staff, which includes guys like Mark Few, college coach, Eric Spoelstra, one of the best, Tyronn Lue, that they don't see Jason Tatum as a top 10 player? Or is it really about the matchups? I think the matchup thing can only be taken so far. You know, Kevin Durant, by the way, outstanding in the game. And if Kevin Durant had not played well, if he hadn't shot it well, he was 8 of 9, he was 5 for 5 from behind the arc, had 23 points, LeBron had 21. You know, if Durant doesn't play, you know, that well, if Booker, let's just say, doesn't play well, he did as well, maybe Jason Tatum sees time. But it's clear, like this idea, yeah, we're not, it wasn't a game with wings. I think Anthony Edwards is a wing, don't you? I mean, Kevin Durant on this team is more of a wing than he is a big. Devin Booker isn't really, you know, I guess you could say he's a little bit of a two-guard, point guard. But, you know, he's looking to shoot off of the wing. LeBron's more of a wing. I don't know. I thought it was really strange. And if they just lost track, because the game moves so much faster, and it does, 40 minutes is 8 minutes less than an NBA game. I guarantee you this, Denton, he's going to play a lot in the next game.
Yeah, they're going to make sure he gets some minutes. Well, I think the thing is that Kevin Durant was back. And he was a flamethrower in the first half.
I understand that.
I mean, he had 21 in the first half.
He did not leave the bench, though. That's the point here.
Right. I mean, I would have taken the 11 minutes that Joel Embiid got and given 12 of them to Jason Tatum, because lost in this whole like bigs thing, Joel Embiid is a tough watch. I mean, he was abysmal the first like 6 minutes.
Is he still hurt?
He's hurting me. So I'll say yes to that. I mean, he does the thing, Kevin, that you and I hate that he does in the NBA, but he's doing it with a great roster. He just stands at the 3-point line. I'm like, buddy, you got Steph Curry, Devin Booker, and Drew Holiday on the floor. We don't need you at the 3-point line. Like, you got to get in there. I know Jokic is a big, scary dude, but you got to get in there and be dominant. He was turning the ball over. He's foul baiting. Oh, my God. He sucks to watch. I take all those minutes and give them to Jason Tatum, because regardless how you feel about Tatum, he's not going to screw you for 6 minutes and have you down 12 points to a bunch of Serbians.
Well, let me just say this about Joel Embiid. When he's healthy, he's great as an NBA player. He is a massive, massive force when he's healthy. Of course, he just is never healthy. So that's an issue. I didn't watch the game, but it sounds like he was wretched in the game. You know, the U.S. men's next game is against South Sudan, the team that nearly upset them as a 43.5-point underdog in the lead-up to the Olympics. I just thought when I saw this story, and again, I didn't see the game, I think Jason Tatum's one of those conversations that for NBA fans, it's an interesting conversation. I love Jason Tatum, the guy, the player. I think he's great. I just don't and never have thought that he's in that elite, elite conversation, you know, even though he gets voted to it all the time at this point. He was not the MVP of the finals. His teammate was Jaylen Brown. And by the way, I thought deserved it. It got close there at the end, but I thought Jaylen Brown deserved it. As, by the way, Jaylen Brown was also the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. He'll play in the next game against South Sudan, I guarantee it. He might start. You know, Kevin Durant, I haven't thought about this a lot. Kevin Durant is now considered one of the great Olympic players or U.S. international competition players of all time. You may have a better sense of what he's done, but I was listening to something this morning, and he's been outstanding as an international player. And by the way, the international game obviously fits him to a T.
I think he's coming up on Carmelo Anthony's record for most international points scored. So he might end up by the end of this Olympic game, especially if he played like he did yesterday, being the all-time Team USA leading scorer.
And who is right now?
Carmelo Anthony is right now. I believe he took it from Chuck.
Right.
Because Chuck was great during the 92 Dream Team run.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Just an interesting thing. How are the women doing so far without Caitlin Clark? Are they winning?
They're going to play today. They play today, I believe, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. They're one of the last games to go today. They're taking on Japan.
Dawn Staley did. I like Dawn Staley a lot. I think she's got real personality in her incredible directness. She's tough. Her teams play that way. She's actually, to me, as big of a star in that WNBA, or I mean, in the college women's game, as we watched all year, other than Clark and Reese, I guess, and obviously was the coach of the national championship South Carolina team. She said about Caitlin Clark, she did an interview with Mike Tirico, and I did catch this. Tirico asked her about Caitlin Clark, and she said, look, we were looking for the best, and at the time that the team was picked, she wasn't yet playing well. But she admitted that if they were picking the team today, that Caitlin Clark, the player today, is much different than Caitlin Clark, the player a month or a month and a half ago, and that she'd be in serious consideration for the team. Now, that to me, that should have never mattered, because as long as she was somewhat close enough, you put her on the team because somebody was tweeting out pictures of just like the press conference for the women's team. It's like nobody shows up for this thing. Exactly what Christine Brennan had suggested. Christine Brennan's covered, I don't know, 9, 10 Olympics. And she said the lack of attention for women's basketball has been just embarrassing over the years. Like you show up for a press conference for their coach or their key player, and they're like two people from the U.S. there. And that would have completely changed had Caitlin Clark been a part of the team, not to mention the potential upside in revenue. And we've talked about this. Imagine how many Olympic Caitlin Clark jerseys would have been sold. But Dawn Staley was very, very complimentary of the player that Caitlin Clark is now. She just said she's as good a passer as we've ever seen in our game. That's pretty big-time stuff. But whatever. So they start today, you said?
Yeah, they play Japan a couple hours after we sign off.
Okay. In the U.S. men's bracket, and I don't know what the women's bracket is, but, you know, they've got the group stage stuff. And they're in with Serbia, Puerto Rico, and South Sudan, who is their next game, South Sudan. So there's the group stage, and then I don't know how that works after. Does it get to 16? How many groups are there?
I believe there's four groups, and then you get the top team of each eight. Group. Yeah, it's a top eight, and then you go from there, elimination yeah. style.
Yeah, so there you get to the quarterfinal round. Am I right that Canada's the second pick behind the U.S., or is it France?
No, it's Canada, especially if you look at the gambler's market. Canada, I think, was like plus 1,000 to win it, and then France was a little behind them. Although I'll tell you what, I watched Victor Wembanyama against Brazil on Saturday. Oh, he's going to be scary in like 2 years in the NBA. I mean, that dude is silly.
Well, yeah. Yeah. All right. Dan Quinn, couple of things that he said before practice today when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.